This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
There's heavy on my mind. Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
What a great Tuesday in St. Louis. Beautiful day. Blues are heading back to St. Louis, spent the night in San Jose after the 4-2 win over the Sharks. Series tied at one, never a doubt. Okay, maybe there's a little doubt after the after the Sharks scored two goals in less than 2 minutes, tied it at two. But Robert Bortuzzo, as I don't know if you had the audio, Hoff, I think I said yesterday the Blues would go up 2-0, then give up two goals, including a shorthanded goal, and then Bortuzzo would get the go-ahead
goal.
Wow,
how deeply specific.
And then I said maybe Sonny will get one in the fourth just to kind of bury it 4-2.
Wow. That they, you know, power play would be a disaster again. You actually might have said that.
Said all of that.
That might have been said.
The only thing I said was that I was confident they would play well. And in part, you had the stat, and I'm a big believer in body of work. And this team's been good for 4 months. Have they had bad games and bad moments? And have some players that you count on looked bad at times? They have. But on the whole, even Binnington, that second goal, you're like, gosh, it's two goals in less than two. I know one was shorthanded. I know Petro is having bad moments. But I kind of looked at Binnington and said, I need you to stop one of those. What are you doing? Come on. You're my guy. And then you look up at the end of the game and say, he only gave up two. You're playing in a hostile environment. He only gave up two. So once again, a Blues win on the road. They're now 9-6 in this playoff run. It takes 16. Isn't that amazing to think? This run's been going on for a while. About a month's worth of hockey. You've won 9. 7 to go. Game 3 coming your way. Wednesday night, Enterprise Center. That's a 7 o'clock start. Game 4 is Friday, also a 7 o'clock start. And we are live, Martin and Frank, at Maggie O'Brien's, Sunset Hills, and Matt Rocchio will give you details. We're going to be at Maggie O'Brien's downtown.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. Remember, Union Station is next to them. And here is the deal if you want to go to Game 3.
Yeah, 2 days, two locations, two chances to win two tickets. It's pretty simple there. So come on down here. We got a box right here with slips. Name and number. If you have Blues gear, you get two slips to put your name and number on to sign up. And a way to get a third slip is to check in and tag the 590 The Fan and Maggie O'Brien's social media on Twitter or Facebook. Check in, show us that tweet, and now you get a third sign-up chance that way. Again, two chances of the Bud Light Party Zone tickets for Wednesday night. All you got to do is get down here at the Sunset Hills location today or the downtown location tomorrow, anytime between 10 and 3 or 5 to or 6 to 7 today with Cam Jansen Show.
6 to 7 today. Cam's going to be here right on Lindbergh Road.
Yes, sir.
We're at a restaurant. 7. What time do you think Cam gets here by? 4:35?
He'll be here in about an hour. And if he hears that Bobby Plager's hanging out with us, he'll be. In yeah. fact, wait a minute. Is that Cam over at the bar?
He's here at 4:15. He's here at 3:45 maybe.
So the main thing is come by Maggie O'Brien's if you're wearing Blues gear. And now let's say you're working right now. You're just in the car. You're like, you got a Blues hat. You throw it on.
Put
Blues,
it on.
Blues wristband.
Blues hoodie.
That's two chances to win the tickets now.
You get signed up here, and we will announce the winner. We'll give you a little bit of lead time. We'll tell you before 3 o'clock tomorrow, but hopefully everybody is available. If you sign up for a chance to win, you know you're available.
Yes.
We'll let you know tomorrow. Give it away Blues tickets to Game 3 of this Western Conference Final, and it is final. You know, it's fine. I've seen it everywhere.
In the NBA, it's finals.
I thought it was conference finals, but Stanley Cup final.
No.
That's why I thought
Blues lose tomorrow. This is why.
I knew there was no S on the Stanley Cup final, but I just thought the conference. Every other round before that was still pulling the S on there.
Well, the NHL at NHL.com will talk about how the finals are going on in the Eastern and Western Conference. That the plural of the two. They will call it the finals, but as far as the Western Conference, it is the Western Conference Final. These are the important details that we break down for you. Also, Hoff, this is
Martin.
Probably more of an end of the day, end of the noon hour, but there's an NHL writer, and I don't know if he is just covering this or if he's trolling, but he had a shirt in Bruins colors that said Play Gloria.
I think they're trying to hijack it.
And now Laura Branigan's longtime manager, who's been very active on Twitter with
Strangely.
All of the Blues fans,
yeah.
She said, no, this is a Blues thing. All I really want to know between now and 1 o'clock, so by the end of the day, You just tell me if this is a bit of a spoof or if for some random reason Boston fans are playing Gloria.
I think it's more of a spoof, my understanding of it.
But the writer is a legit hockey guy. Looks like he was actually in San Jose last night from what I could tell. And he's got 70, 80,000 followers. So he may be legit. It may be that he picked up on the spoof that somebody else provided. Blues winners 4-2 last night. You got Schwartz with his ninth of the playoffs. Another stat. I'd like to give Hoff assignments. When did Jaden Schwartz score his ninth goal of this season? Because here we are at the 15th game of this postseason, and Schwartz now has 9 goals. Tarasenko was more active. A lot of talk about that. And I thought it was an interesting point. Mark Parrish from the NHL Network, who said, you got to be really careful this time of year not to overcoach a player or to say too much. They are trying to get more out of Vladimir Tarasenko. But if you're Craig Berube, that is sort of a fine line. You want to push him, but you don't want to be doing too much pushing this time of year. You did have Tarasenko real active on that first goal. I think he had 8 shots total by game's end. It does feel like he's about to break out. I think it's the do factor. We play
the do factor.
We play the do card a lot on this show. And I guarantee Bobby Plager's thinking the same thing, that Tarasenko, he's due. It's going to happen. One of these games, it's going to happen. He's going to bag home a game winner or maybe have a couple of goals in one game.
Jaden recorded a hat trick in the 60th game that he played that year on March 19th against Edmonton. Those were goals 8, 9, and 10 on the season.
Okay, so his ninth goal
yes.
happened in the 60th game
yes.
of this season. And now we're 15 games into the playoffs, and he's got 9 goals already. It's unbelievable, which is a reminder, whether it's October in baseball, April, May, June in hockey, you never really know who that guy's going to be.
He had 2 goals and 9 points. So he has as many goals through 15 games this postseason as he did points through 15 games during the regular season.
And Robert Bortuzzo, his first ever playoff goal, 31st career playoff game. And this game, he talked about his role. And he said, I've gotten used to it, but it's not easy. He said, I want to be out there every night. But if you go to a handful of playoff games, you might see him sitting in the press box. He knows he's kind of that bubble guy, that seventh defenseman at times, and he said it's something he's had to deal with his entire career. But in a 31st playoff game, gets his first ever, proves to be the game winner 3-2. At that point, Blues win 4-2.
Martin, I want to mention, if you have any home loan issues or want to refinance, buy a new house, contact the Home Loan Expert Team. 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly and his team will treat you right.
I think issues is the key word. You got legal issues, you got mortgage issues. If you got issues, we got answers.
Yes.
That's what we do.
We have issues.
We have lots of issues. Hollywood Casino Press Box, Martin and Frank, Hoff is here, Rock is here, going until 3, so the hard line will be here.
Food is here.
The food is here.
A lot of food.
A lot of food. We had Bobby Plager coming by. We talked a little. Well, Dr. Rick will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We solved the issues, thankfully.
We solved the
delay has disappeared, but it did creep up randomly. I guess
it happens.
I guess our remote equipment didn't want medical issues to be resolved today.
Right. Dr. Rick, get back to your patients. That was the message from the equipment.
Honestly, it was doing us a favor. It knew how we were going to eat today.
Yeah.
And we didn't need to face that lecture.
Us from afar. Here's a text topic.
No, he says wings are good, though. They brought out wings. He's been on the record saying wings are not bad for you.
And I'm to say, the Meg O'Brien wings are not real. They're not real heavily breaded or fatty.
No.
So these are a leaner, meaner
yes.
wing.
I'm a very big fan of our waitress, Mary Helen, today. She brought everyone else 2 wings and a little potato salad.
I noticed.
Then she brought me a full plate of wings. I'm not sure what she's trying to say other than that she wants to be my friend. Because that was beautiful and I love her for that.
All right, text topic.
I don't know what she's saying, though, but I like it.
Because
we're not going to read, but text topic.
No, text topic. And we'll carry it through into the next hour, and I promise we will look into the suggestions because we were talking about famous Blues goals. The Pierre Turgeon 99 overtime winner against Phoenix has been discussed over the past week, 20 years ago. And Bobby Plager randomly said, hey, that's one of my favorite guys of all time, Pierre Turgeon. So I said, maybe we should try and get him on the show, reliving that memory. That was a great series win. They were down 3-1. I think Scott Young might have even had an overtime winner in Game 5. It was real dramatic that they won Game 5 to stay alive. And then, of course, Game 7, an overtime thriller. But let's throw out a couple of names. We'll see the best week. Hopefully it's a nice long playoff run. The former Blue you'd love for Frank, Martin, Hoff to run down or Charlie and hear from. Doesn't matter what era we're talking about. I'm sure we'll get
currently
some...
still playing might be tough for anyone who wants to hear from David Backes.
Yeah, Backes probably
that
not
might
available.
Run into some issues with that.
Yeah, certain players maybe not available. And I'm not sure how willing they'd all want to be. Like, I'd love to have Oshie on because he just won a cup last year, and now he can sit back.
Sit back and rehab his busted collarbone?
Yeah, but I think he tweeted something out about how now he's all in on the Blues. He wants them to do it since his team had gotten bounced. 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255 is the text line here. We'll take your suggestions for form. Not necessarily that we're going to get all of them, but we'd like to get some guys on the show. I think Big Walt was almost on with Big Strick the other day, but ended up being Matthew Tkachuk.
Yes.
That's the beauty now. If you book Walt and he doesn't make it, he could just send one of his kids. Hey, Marty, I got a guy in the league that'll come by. Who's that? Hey, Matthew, get on up to Schneider's. Hey, where's Brady at? Send him. No matter what, you're guaranteed. Just call the Tkachuk house.
Let's get Walt on. He's always fun to have on. If only because he makes fun of you.
What day is it?
And it's Tuesday today.
Yeah. Oh.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, because he's on the staff, he may be at the morning skate. Our proximity is perfect tomorrow. Morning
skate.
He should
skate. Stop by.
Yes.
He's been to Maggio's before, I'm sure.
I think he has.
I bet he's had a few pops there.
We're at the Maggio's in Sunset Hills today. Maggie O'Brien's downtown tomorrow. Again, registering folks. I got to come by and say hi today. Get signed up. We'll give away tickets to Game 3. We will do that tomorrow. Baseball cards tonight in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Three-game road trip.
Yeah.
This is the baseball guy over here. You're down on your squad. Three games in Atlanta, then three in Texas. It feels like a 3-3 week, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Feels like they'll win three and lose three.
Yep.
Come home, Got the Royals just around the week from today. Those pesky Royals are coming
probably
to town.
Probably this weekend is when you should make some sort of push if you're going to be a good team. If you have the Rangers and Royals back-to-back, shouldn't that be five wins?
Yeah.
Royals aren't, I mean, neither team's very good.
After you get out of Atlanta, you're sectioning off the next five after the next three. Yeah, I think they're going to be treading water for a little while here.
It wasn't really how they were billed.
And at some point, I think my first move would be, and I know Charlie advocated, you put John Gant in the rotation. Like, John Gant's quietly good all the time. And then you quietly don't need him or use him for a few days. You're like, boy, we could have probably used him. And maybe Hudson is better suited in the bullpen. But I think at some point, and I like Leon, but you got Webb, you got Gregerson. I just think there's too many bullpen guys that I don't feel good about.
That you don't want to use.
Correct.
Yes.
On a handful of guys that I'd rather not see in the game. And I'm guessing at some point, I used to say this about Mike Matheny. When he's walking to the mound, sometimes he's probably like, well, I don't want to go to these guys either.
What's the equivalent to a 20-20 player in baseball? Is it 10-10? Guy you only use when you're up 10, down 10? They have a few 10-10 players in that pen right now.
They put Leon in the other day. Was, what, 16-2 at the time?
Yes. I mean, if they're up, like, say, 4-2 in the seventh inning, you don't want to see Gregerson or Leon or Webb.
Right. I think when the phone rings and it's 16-2, it's kind of humiliating. who'd Skip call for? Hey, Leon, they said you should get loose. Oh, well, I have been struggling.
You think he just calls the bullpen coach and just says, pick one of these three guys, your call, who cares?
I said Zepchinski, and they got Lynn up. It was supposed to be Zepchinski. All right, we'll take a quick break. The Midday Grind on deck. Chuck Marlowe on assignment, TMA duty today and tomorrow.
I saw him this morning pushing more fantasy trades with Plowsy. That's all he does.
He's sort of a fantasy league bully.
Yes, he is.
He won't leave people alone.
No.
And that is his focus. In fact, his computer, and I was not reading his computer at work last night.
Sounds like you were.
But it was sitting, the screen was up, and it clearly looked like a fantasy roster. And I just happened to look over, and the name of his team, it said Charlie's Team.
Oh.
I'm like, is that the extent
Let's
of his name?
Let's name Charlie's Team. Text topic. Name Chuck's fantasy baseball team.
The White Rascals.
That's a good one.
Too basic.
It's better than Charlie's Team.
I feel like we have to insult his weight somehow.
Dragon
energy
in our league.
Is he? Okay, well, I don't know what league this is, or if the headline doesn't indicate the team.
How about?
I think that's the issue. He ran out of names.
I got his team name. Nobody works in December.
Yeah, or opening week of baseball, or March Madness.
Nobody works in December. Wasn't that Chuck's big thing? Nobody works in December.
To be fair,
working.
Okay, so I mean
that extended to the week before Thanksgiving.
I feel like we can find a name within a line of thinking.
Chuck narrows it down to like Halloween.
A not so hard nine.
not so hard nine. Or
like that.
Getaway lineup.
Every team gets one bad inning.
Yes. All right, quick break here. Midday Grind on deck live at Maggie O'Brien's here on Lindbergh. It's the Sunset Hills location. And, again, we're going until 3 o'clock, then back at it with Cam Jansen from 6 until 7. A lot of Blues conversation. Of course, game 3 tomorrow, and you can get registered to win tickets. All you need to do is stop by here and say hello.